This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This is the podcast for founders, CEOs, leaders of private equity funded and venture capital funded companies. The title of this podcast is Average Returns Aren't Your Returns. There's a great article this morning in Yahoo Finance that basically says the stock market rarely produces average returns. And here's the point in this. Whenever you look at published data, there's also data that shows over a 100-year period, the S&P, you know, returned 10%, the Dow returned 9%, whatever those numbers are. And those numbers may be right in the very long run, but the point of this article was that's not the case in the short run. And that's never been more clear than it is this year. This year, for example, the NASDAQ's down 33%, the S&P's down 20-something percent. And even though over the course of a 5 or 10 year period, you might still get these 8% average returns because last year the market was up 30% and now it's down 25%, whatever those numbers are exactly. It means that in the long run, yes, you might get those 8-10% returns, but in the short run, that's not the case. And so what that means for a lot of investors, it means a number of different things. One, you need to understand that returns aren't linear. They're not just going up 8% a year, rather they're going up 3% one year, down 7% another year, up 12% another year, down 6% another year. And you have to understand this, and then you have to understand whether you have the stomach to stomach those down years. And so what this leads to is when we talk about regularly is your allocation, you need to ultimately decide on an allocation of your assets, stocks to bonds, that will produce some target return in the long run, but that also that you could live with in the up and down years. So for example, if in a down year, you get nervous and sell into the dips, there's a huge amount of historic evidence that shows these long-term average returns, 8-10%, are not the returns that you will have. Rather, you'll end up with 4% annual returns or 2% annual returns because you miss the upswing years or the years when things move back in the right direction. And the reality is that the published data, stock market sort of wealth managers, people that are selling you stocks, trying to get you to invest in equities where they have better commissions, greater commissions, love to show you, you know, in the long run, you'll make 9% a year. What most of us realize if we've lived long enough is most of us don't see those average returns. And in fact, this article in Yahoo Finance was basically the point being, those are average long-term returns, but they aren't the returns in shorter periods of time. And many of us know the stomach to live through the shorter periods of time. And what it really all comes back to is you have to live with allocations. You have to figure out allocations you could live with that get you around the target that you want, but that won't cause you to want to sell when things go poorly. So for example, if you sell this year when things go poorly, you're down 20-30%, then you buy back in next year when things are on the uprise, you often have ended up killing yourself in terms of the long-term annual returns because you've missed a lot of that upside. And it's very impossible, very hard or almost impossible to judge the timing of the markets. And people have tried to do it, but with very little success. But in any event, I love the article. Yahoo Finance, you know, sort of the real long-term returns aren't the real short-term returns is the core concept on it. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And thank you to Gracelyn Keller, magnificent producer with us today from Executive Podcast Solutions. Thank you very much.